last week on Discount Heroes.
I put the whole cube in my mouth, and it looks like I'm trying to tie a knot in a cherry stem.
It looks like something has heavily damaged this creature. It's clearly dead, lying in a pool of its own blood.
Thrash, what'd you do to the cube, dude?
It wasn't me, man. It was like this when I opened it.
Everyone leveled up.
Hey!
Level 9. I got some new magic that will help us communicate if we get split up.
9 figures suddenly appear in midair in a dazzling explosion of glitter, dropping them not so gracefully into the calm waters below.
Oh, can the island move?
It seems like they've drifted since you were last here.
The building we crashed into is on the island to the right, but I'm pretty sure our ship is up there.
All right, you approach the edge of the island. You see that it is mostly quiet with, it sounds like, cicadas off in the distance.
Find a safe place for everybody to stay. We can sneak up to the domes and see if we can get some information.
In front of this large oval structure, on its outskirts, you see large or rhino beetle-like creatures slumbering in open-air stables. A few sentinels patrol the island's perimeter. Pam, you've been pretty quiet. I'm kind of worried about you. She flashes a card that she has pulled from the deck of many things. Perfect. She stealths naked into the night.
Welcome to Discount Heroes!
Everyone clap in 3, 2, 1.
Was that perfect?
It sounded perfect.
I gotta admit, my clap was perfect.
It sounded perfect.
Yeah, mine was extremely perfect.
It looked so bad on the video.
It's the delay.
That might be perfect.
The camera adds 3 seconds, you know.
Look at us go. That's a funny camera joke, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Great premise.
Although I don't know if people even say that nowadays. Is that still something people say that aren't our age? Do young people say that?
Probably not.
No, because they use filters.
Yeah, with all the filters, it's like the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
Camera takes away 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And all your blemishes.
And anything else you want it to take away.
I always use the blur tool on my ass. To make it larger.
Nice, nice.
That's just what I like to do.
We'll all be Digimon soon anyways.
Okay. Digimon. What are you going to digivolve into? You know, they could have just said evolve. It would have been fine. It doesn't have to be a different word.
It does. That's copyright infringement.
The Pokemon owns evolve.
It wasn't like Pokeballed.
Yeah. That even sounds better than Digivolve.
Yeah, and Digivolve would be like, this is a dog, and now it's an angel. Which, like, at least Pokemon had some kind of...
Now it is a human being.
Yeah, right.
It's a digital evolution.
Pokemon was like, little lizard, bigger lizard, huge lizard. Like, that all tracks.
Look, Digimon wasn't well fleshed out, okay? I think we can all agree they didn't do that great.
Well, they were digital monsters.
They were digital failures.
I don't know what that means.
I'm with you, Jared.
They go into the digital world. They're in computers.
Oh.
But they're also in the real world? Or not at all in the real world?
They do get there, yeah. It's very confusing.
Digimon? It's more like Digi-come on.
Huh? That was worth interrupting. Okay.
I didn't hate that.
Yeah, Shane just watched it all recently, but I only watched like one out of every 15 episodes, so I really don't know what happened.
Then what's with all this input you get?
I'm full of shit. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, he objects to some of this stuff, right?
I don't think anybody really wants to hear much about Digimon anyway.
Well, you're not going to like this next question. Okay.
Welcome to Discount Hero.
Welcome to the DigCast.
All right, I think this is a good question. In your opinion...
Oh, we're not going to introduce ourselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got him!
So burned.
My energy got so high for a moment.
Damn, Tyler, you shamed him. You shamed him so hard.
I even tried to lead you into it. I said the intro.
Oh, God. Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character and story-driven real play podcast. We're a group of five friends who've known each other for 16 plus years. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent. I'm the DM. We got four players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
My name is Tyler. I will be playing Copes, the Circle of the Stars druid.
And this is Aaron playing Am I a Pirate? Dimarok, the Tiefling Bard.
This is Jared playing the part of Thrasher, the Human Barbarian.
And this is Matt, and I will be playing part of the Digimon known as Nox Longfoot, the Gnome Wizard.
Nox.
That's Pokemon. Digimon can talk.
I do not remember that they could talk.
But they sound like computers.
Speaking of Digimon, you say?
Yeah, speaking of Digimon, in your opinion, what's the best way to start the day? Like, on your ideal day, let's say you don't have any obligations you have to get to. You know, for whatever reason, anyone who would normally be in your house is not there unless your ideal day involves that person. What's your best start of a day?
Bluetooth speaker on.
How many times does that happen?
I have questions, but I don't want to know, actually.
We can't. Yeah, don't follow up on that. We have to cut that out.
That was a joke.
I'm just going to bleep a lot of that section. And
it's like the outro.
I think that's worth keeping in bleep format. We haven't done that in a while.
Well, I have a real answer, and it's literally any time I wake up and it wasn't because something woke me up.
So just waking up on your own, period.
Yeah, waking up and knowing I don't have to get out of bed to go do something I don't want to do. It's pretty great.
Mm, that is pretty great.
My best start to the day, and I've thought about this for the past 30 seconds, would be to wake up with something to do, I think. Like, I think about like the mornings, like you wake up ready to go on vacation or...
Oh, yeah.
Like, meet up with some friends. Like, waking up early for a purpose. Waking up to go to golf. Like, that's a great way to start a day.
Ah, I agree. That's what I was going to say. Waking up knowing I'm about to... I got a tea time in, like, 2 hours. Getting up, throwing some music, get ready, get dressed, get your clubs ready. Have, like, 6, 7, 8 shots of Fireball. Drive.
Got to get that mouth wet.
To the golf course. Yeah, I agree with Aaron.
I'm going to go with going out to breakfast with the kids, because for some reason when you're a kid, breakfast is like the best thing. But there's a little place over nearby that does a wicked good chicken biscuit covered in spicy gravy. So any morning I get to eat that is the best morning.
Do they have mimosas?
Matt, where is that?
Of course they do. Maple Street Biscuit.
Oh, that place?
Oh, that place is great.
So good.
They're so busy.
I don't like the biscuits themselves that much.
Smother it with gravy, you won't even know.
Yeah, I find that without gravy, I don't like biscuits nearly as much as other people seem to like biscuits.
It's the amount of butter, I think.
It's the amount of bagels you probably eat.
Yeah, asshole.
Is this the best way to wake up or the best way to start a morning?
I mean, that's how you interpret it, but I feel like it's like your ideal beginning of the day.
My best way when I was a kid was after, say, Jared and I would be space battling all night, walking outside, hand in hand, watching the sun come up, getting ready for a new day of adventuring.
Those were some magical mornings.
Ooh, I do love a real early morning fish. Get out there on the water, sun rising while you're fishing.
Oh, man. Yes,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's it.
Like pulling through the pass as the sun's coming up. Like, yeah, oh my God. Drinking 6, 7, 8 shots of Fireball. as the sun's coming up.
I always used to bring a flask of whiskey when we'd go out fishing. So whenever we caught a fish, we could celebrate. But we didn't really catch any fish, so we just drank the whiskey.
Hey, man. You caught the buzz.
You know, to feel better about not catching fish.
Yeah, I like Matt's answer, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. My ideal would be I wake up, I look at my phone for 30 minutes, then I go back to sleep for an hour and a half. I wake up and then I feel great from having rested that extra hour and a half and not extra tired for no reason. And then I go to the gym as soon as I wake up, so I'm done with it for the day. And then I can do whatever I want with the rest of the day. But I also like Aaron's answer of when you wake up having something to do already. Like being on vacation, I like wake up way earlier than I do at home just because I want to go do stuff.
Love it.
Yeah, I remember Aaron and I woke up. We were flying out to New Mexico. You'd be up at like 5:30 in the morning, but we were so jazzed, like fucking suitcases packed, like driving down the highway, the sun coming up, like hand in there. That shit's bliss.
Except when you have to rub deodorant on yourself to stop yourself from sweating on the way to Florida.
That's the worst way to wake up. It's just in the back of a Pontiac Aztec with Brent, both of us covered in deodorant, shirtless.
What would you give to go back there, though, right now? Like,
I'd give everything I own. Well, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, you'd lose all that stuff anyway to go back.
Right, right. Yeah, y'all can have it.
And then you could make better financial decisions, like investing.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, baby.
Yeah. Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all see that story of the guy who traded 10,000 bitcoins for a pizza?
Yeah. It was one of the first transactions.
Yeah. Like way back in the day.
What a shame.
I hope the pizza was good.
Yeah, it's like $100 billion. Yeah.
And let us hope that his pizza slap it.
That's all I'd be able to say to people when I meet them. Oh, this one time, man.
I just hope he realizes how many pizzas he could have had.
Well, he probably also had a ton of other Bitcoin, so he's probably doing fine.
Maybe.
It didn't look like he was doing fine in the interview.
I mean, well, that's fair. I
mean, it looked like he was pretty upset.
Well, then the gall of someone to shove a microphone in your face and be like, how do you feel that you paid $75 million for a pizza? Come fuck yourself. That's how I feel.
And he's not even telling us the other things he bought with Bitcoin. You know, it's like, I spent another $30,000 on this mailbox. And
I bought 17 pizzas that month. I don't remember what he looked like, but I bet he was pudgy. I bet he ate a lot of pizzas.
270,000 Bitcoins on pizza.
Yeah, and I want to know what pizza place, like, took that, and then, like, what's going on with that pizza chain now?
I think it was from a friend.
Oh, from a... Okay. Damn.
I hope the friend kept it. How would that feel?
Yeah, what is 10,000 Bitcoin worth right now?
$677 million.
That's gross. That is awful to hear. I feel so bad for that dude.
Almost $750 million. For a pizza.
And you know that pizza sucked.
Man, he probably hates his friend.
Yeah, and you know back then he was like bragging about spending Bitcoin and buying a pizza. He wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh yeah.
It takes so little for me to hate y'all. I can't imagine the just disdain I would have for you if I gave y'all 10,000 Bitcoin for fucking pizza.
He could give you two of those and you would have almost $150,000.
I could run right up the street to Little Caesar's Cold and Never Ready Pizzas and have one in 20 minutes for $7.
Cold and Never Ready Pizzas.
It's so true. It's so true.
Or old and ready.
Yeah, old.
Oh, that's good too.
You ever get one that's been sitting there for 5 hours?
I'd prefer that. That's fine, as long as I don't have to wait.
Do not eat any food on that side of 92 in Bellsbury.
Yeah, is this, you want to put make this review official?
Oh, Matt and I have talked about this a lot. That Taco Bell right there.
Can we leave that review under our Discount Heroes account?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think we should. A review that Chinese place that gave me the terrible pizza.
Yeah.
That's not their fault. That was your fault.
You can't judge them. Yeah.
I won't be lying, though, if I write worst pizza I've ever had as the review.
That is possibly true.
Yeah, but nobody's going to take your review seriously.
That's true. They will think it's a joke.
As long as you give them 5 stars.
Or 5 bitcoins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw a review on Google the other day at a restaurant, and it said, don't go here unless you absolutely love getting food poisoning. But it was 2 stars. I was like, damn, oh, that was 2 stars? You got food poisoning and you gave them 2 stars? Like, must have been some pretty damn good food.
I wish it was 5 stars. That dude just loved fucking food poisoning.
That's a good premise.
There's an aquarium store right next to, what is it, Hobby Lobby?
Yeah, Optimum Aquarium.
Yeah, me and Tyler went there a couple of times. Well, I left a review of that place, and I said, great selection, but it's the most expensive bait shop I've ever been to.
Yeah, that's clean.
How many stars, though?
5, of course.
Yeah, you're fishing with expensive. That's how you catch the exotic fish.
Exactly. See, he gets it.
Match the hatch, you know?
I, too, have heard that on YouTube videos. Still don't know what it means.
All right, Brent, are you going to whisk us away?
So let's go ahead and begin the game.
Thank you.
You're just letting us just ramble.
I'm impressed you guys kept going for so long.
I could keep going for hours.
This is good content, I think.
This is literally just us hanging out on the weekend. That's all this is.
A lot of people seem to really like the intro as like their favorite part, just us bantering.
It's because we're terrible at D&D.
Oh, we should do a bonus episode where we get people from the Discord to jump in and we have a bunch of questions and we all just talk with people who listen and see what the fuck they have to say.
That'd be fun.
Nah, forget those people.
As long as we don't do it over Discord, I will not.
Why don't you get other people to record it for us? You DM a session and they each play our character for an episode.
Aaron, you just don't want to have to think.
Don't let Catman be me. Or Matt Faulkner, because he drew me getting gangbanged. So he's out of the bonus episode.
That's true.
You asked for this.
Oh, yeah, we asked, and you fans, you answered us and provided.
Jared just got to get jerked off. I had to get fucking double hold on the fucking Discord channel.
See, this is why I don't go on Discord.
I'm blowing it up large and framing it for you.
Never did we expect we would actually receive such art of our characters.
I expected it as soon as it came out of your mouth.
It does feel like a milestone still, even though we asked for it.
I look at it every day.
Gotta be.
Thank you, world, for that, at least.
And just so y'all know, at 100 episodes, we're going to recreate one of the fan art pictures.
No.
Cast your vote in the new Discord channel. No.
I get 2 votes.
Okay. All right. So,
everybody hated that.
Let's actually begin the game. Last week, our intrepid adventurers discussed their plan of action in their eventual reappearance. They thought they were ready and had prepared for a bumpy landing, but were dropped unceremoniously into the surprisingly safe oceans. Surprised though they were ready and dispersed to learn more information about their surroundings. Demarok flew up and found the ship bound to a massive warship. It was in the air, by the way. While everyone else found a safe place and slipped on shore, we found our heroes walking upon this island for the first time, finding most of its denizens asleep, perhaps, or at least not there. Only a scattered few guards patrolling the area, dim light barely illuminates paths in the ground. Large rhino-like beetles sleep restfully nearby, and a permeating hum that fills the space and resonates from the large oval structure. And otherwise, you guys are still talking to each other all telepathically. You can still talk to everybody, remember this, on the shore that you left behind telepathically. But you guys drank Shadowbird whiskey. You're sneaking up here. Someone is addicted.
I'm a horrible addict.
Yes. Thank you. That's the exact word I was going to use.
Also, Thrasher has a drinking problem.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
All right. So here you are. I believe I had just given you a description, and which I will reread real quick. Under the cloak of night, our heroes advance stealthily up the beach, their movements mimicking the sideways scuttle of a stealthy crab. On the island's outskirts, you see large rhino beetle-like creatures slumbering in open-air stables, their massive bodies rising and falling with each restful breath. A few sentinels patrol the island's perimeter, their antennae twitching occasionally, sensing the movements of the air. The only constant sound here, other than a few distant cicadas, is a deep resonant hum emanating from the island's central oval structure.
So we can see these patrols?
Yeah, we'll say there. You see three Tridens guards. They each have spears, and they seem to be walking in a very steady patrol, like a very repetitive patrol.
Oh, well, we're going to watch the little triangular vision patterns of them and learn the path through.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Where did you guys learn that?
Can you cast Understand Languages? Can anybody cast it?
No. Not me. I mean, I can understand, but what do we need to understand?
Copes, get the salt.
They speak.
We need to focus on, these guys can sense vibrations and movement. So this is not going to be so much about sound as in stealthy maneuvers.
So what does that mean? How does that help us?
It means...
Is my carpet still big?
Probably not. It only lasts a minute, right?
Yeah, enlarge only lasts a minute.
Yeah, probably not.
What I mean is that even, you know, we just need to move slowly and acutely.
Okay. And, what, you think we should just check out this big building in the middle? Or do we want to try to get on the bridge and...
It's probably the most occupied building.
Yeah, I think that might be exactly what it is. Like a big barracks. Bedroom.
I got an idea.
We could send one of these giant rhino beetles off on a tantrum and then...
Nox, you are reading my fucking mind. That's literally exactly what I was about to say. Matt, that's literally what I was going to say.
Perfect.
What is wrong with you people?
How far are we from the beetle pens?
You wouldn't have to go too far to reach one. 30 feet.
Nox, do something mean to one of those bugs.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Make it mad.
All right, I'm going to go beetle tipping.
I loved that so much.
As he's doing that, I'm assuming there's a gate to the beetle pen, right?
Yes.
I'm going to stealthily open the gate.
Can they not fly? Is it just like a 4-foot picket fence?
It's like just like a stable. Yeah, I mean, a horse could jump over like a stable gate too, so...
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to try to flip a beetle.
All right, so who's stealthing up then?
I'm just going to stealth up and try to open the gate. And he's going to stealth up to flip a beetle. So.
It, I mean, the gate moves easily. It doesn't seem like they anticipated anyone would be attempting to steal or mess with a rhino beetle.
I scuttle back to Nox. All right, the gate's open. Flip that beetle.
Just the gate's open.
All right, when I flip it, everybody head to the building.
Can I ask you a question?
How big are these? You said, I didn't realize you said rhino beetles.
They are large, like the size of a horse.
I've got another idea, maybe.
Okay, yeah, nah, it's fine. I can flip it right open.
Are they in sight of the other sentries and guards?
Some of them are, yeah.
I could cast Enemies Abound on one, and anything it sees it would take as an enemy. It might cause a ruckus if we can get it to attack the guards.
That's not a bad idea. Will that work on a beetle?
It works on a creature.
Here's my thought, Nox. If you flip the beetle over, how's it going to go run him up?
That's what I was thinking.
It's going to be panicked.
On its back.
I'm sure it could get up.
And they're going to run directly over here to see what happened.
I didn't think this through. I just wanted to flip one.
That's all I needed to hear. I'll help you.
Really?
I'm going to help him flip it.
Well, hold on. I think Demi's got a good idea.
No. I think you should flip it. And when they come over here, I could cast it on another one.
All right, let's go flip it.
All right, Nox. Let's go. I crab walk inside of the pit.
Okay.
Me too.
I want to keep a lookout.
All right, you stealthily move up. Roll your stealth checks.
Do we get advantage on these with the Shadow Brew?
Yes.
Nice.
22.
18.
All right, you're able to stealthily move up. The rhino beetle sleeps restfully. None of the patrols have noticed you, it seems like.
All right, Copes, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be. All right, I'm going to grab right here. And I just shove my hands on the side of its husk.
All right, remember, lift with your knees in a jerking, twisting motion.
Right, twist and jerk. So this is the size of a horse? But it's a beetle. It's not a horse.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not bones and, you know, all that.
Also, it's sleeping. If I was standing up and somebody pushed me, I would fall over.
It's not standing up.
Sure it is.
Beetles don't sleep standing. Just fucking.
Horses do.
But rhino beetles do.
How do they sleep, Tyler?
I imagined it sleeping standing up.
Horses don't sleep standing up.
Tyler,
yeah, they do.
We're tipping it. It's sleeping standing up, I'm sure. Brent hasn't confirmed anything.
Yeah, but you got to imagine a beetle standing up. It's probably about that far off the ground.
I mean, laying and standing aren't that different looking to this creature.
That's what I'm saying.
Flip the dang beetle.
Horses actually can't stop moving or they can't keep breathing.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of sharks, Jared?
They can't force water through their gills.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm thinking of horses.
Okay. I thought that's where that was going. Those are shark horses, Jared.
Oh, excuse me.
All right. So you're just going to push it over?
We're going to lift, jerk, and twist with our backs.
We flipped. We tipped. No, we're going to tip.
I see. Okay.
It doesn't sound like it's clicking in your head. It seems really like a bulletproof plate.
Okay, you guys are working together. I see no reason why it would resist. Just give me a combined athletics check. Add your two numbers together.
Okay.
Nice. With advantage.
Even with advantage, it's fine.
Nat 20!
Yeah, we're good.
22!
13!
Nice.
35.
Flip it all the way over. It's unexpectedly light.
It lands back on its fleet.
You throw it off the island.
Okay, so a nat 20 and a 15. So, yeah, you flip it harder than you were expecting to flip it. But what was your best case scenario? What did the ideal result of this look?
Just a loud commotion that would give us a chance to.
Okay.
Yeah, it was going to cause a ruckus.
All right, you definitely cause a ruckus. You bump. Do you, like, if say there's two in one stable, are you pushing it into the other one?
Oh, they're in a stable.
Yeah.
I imagine then an open pen.
Well, it's an open stable. You know, open air.
You're giving me nothing.
It's a pen, Tyler.
I don't think we intended on it, but I think we threw it a little too far, right into the other one.
All right, yeah, it does a triple roll across the ground and slams into another one.
Nox, why'd you push so hard?
Shit, get out of here!
Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle.
A piercing sound fills the air as the creatures spontaneously sprout wings and begin beating the air furiously. What do you guys do?
I scuttle away.
We scuttle.
We run to the, what was it, a house?
We're meeting back up with Demi and Thrasher and heading inward.
Yep.
Back where?
They're still outside the stable, right?
I was right there.
I'm not sure where you guys are sitting here. Are you stealthing somewhere? Are you...
We just want to head further into the island.
Into the island?
Yeah.
I thought that was a building we were going in.
Yeah. The big building?
Yeah. You're going into that building?
We're heading to it.
Then why did we flip a beetle?
To draw the guards' attention. They run to there, and then we can sneak in or watch what happens.
And then we go in the building.
Okay, I see. Roll another stealth check, Knox and Copes.
Do we still have advantage from the whiskey?
Yep.
13. Ooh.
19.
Are we all rolling?
If it becomes relevant, I'll ask for a roll from you guys, too.
Yeah, Jared, so simmer down until they ask you. Go ahead. Do it once. Make you feel better.
I gotta wait until you guys do some dumb shit.
You have to wait?
It's coming.
You hear the loud beating of wings, more like a cicada's this time, like sharp and piercing, as the guards are drawn over and move swiftly to the sound of the commotion. It seems like the rhino beetles are now fighting, one having assumed the other to have attacked it in its sleep. It seems that one of the guards, one of them, seems to have caught notice of you as you flee, and it just seems suspicious and is moving and following in your direction. What do you do?
Let's be specific. It calls notice of Knox, right?
Yeah, to be specific, yeah.
Okay.
Dang it. I've been spotted! I've been spotted!
What are we gonna do? Can you hide? What, you got any spells?
Maybe. Yeah, is there anywhere to hide? Or I guess he's already seen me.
It's like he's seen something, some movement, and is going to investigate.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like the movements of someone who definitely saw an intruder and is calling for help. It's more like,
right.
He's like, what did I just see? And is coming over to look.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm going to polymorph myself into a crab because I know those are out here.
Okay.
I'm going to hide behind a tree.
Okay. All right, Copes, I'm going to let you roll a stealth check with advantage.
I already have advantage.
That's right, because of the Shadow Brew whiskey.
So I get triple advantage.
Oh, actually, let me do this. I'm going to give you a benefit based on Nox's roll here as the Tridents walks up and sees the crab on the ground. What are you doing as a crab?
Pinching at him. Crabs are very territorial.
He is right in that aspect.
You pinch at him? All right, the thing pulls its foot back and bares its fangs at you for a moment and does like a hissing sound at you. Droplets of acidic liquid falling upon the earth.
Okay, I'm going to back off.
All right.
I give him the look, the like, okay, my bad. That was on me. And I'm gonna try to scuttle away.
Okay. Dude, what do you think? A performance check?
Okay.
Yeah, do that.
This will determine how much it helped you, Copes, here.
Let's see. 14.
There you go. 14's pretty good. All right, you can have a +4 bonus to your stealth check, Copes.
Nice.
That's a pretty good performance you put on there. Convincing enough.
Oh, 21.
That's good. 21?
Thank God for that whiskey.
No kidding.
Right. He seems satisfied with what he's seen and goes back to the rhino beetles. It seems they've started to calm them down.
Good job crabbing yourself.
I figured they needed to see something so they wouldn't be on alert, yeah. But I don't know if we really made a good opportunity. I think it's time to move.
You're all talking in each other's heads, remember that. So there's no need to act like, yeah you gotta say all this stuff to each other.
Good job, Knox. Come here. I scoop him up.
I'm coming. I sit on your head.
Yeah. And we're running towards the building. No, we're not running. We're crab walking stealthily. not creating lots of vibrations.
Us too.
All right. So you guys managed to stay back that you weren't noticed at all. Now you're all together, and you're going to sneak in while these guards are distracted, go into this building. So this room, this building compared to the others, is dimly lit on the inside with a... It's akin to candlelight. Maybe it's some sort of lichen or something like that. Bioluminescent lichen.
Better follow it.
Matt, we never end up doing anything good when we get together.
Hey, that worked out okay, I think.
Not the worst. Not the worst outcome.
And somehow, a lot of people end up as crabs.
All right, you go inside. Inside this large oval structure, you walk in, you see that the walls and floors are covered in this complex network of honeycomb-like cells, each chamber intricately connected, creating a hive-like labyrinth. Though counter to the orderly arrangement of a beehive, say, these compartments are marred by what looks like the viscera of some creature, chitinous fragments of whatever these creatures are, Icarus fluid smeared across the hexagonal patterns. Hanging from the ceiling and protruding from the walls, larger cells have burst open, their contents spilled like grotesque offerings. Pathways are cluttered with debris and remnants, casting twisted shadows. The air is thick with musk, and an intense hum of the place is occasionally broken by the drip of some heavy fluid off in the distance.
This place is so spooky. Holy shit.
What's the whole plan of coming in here?
We don't know, and I'm not liking the vibe.
So what is spilled out of the sacks?
I didn't describe specifically, so you'll have to investigate.
Yep, that's why I'm asking.
You gotta investigate.
Hey guys, let's go see what's in those sacks.
Might as well.
Why don't you go lick it?
It might be magic, Thrash. This might be right up your alley. Go put it in your mouth.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
And I go check out the sack.
Put the sack in your mouth.
You can roll a medicine or survival check.
Oh, that's not good. That's not what you wanted.
Wait, is that for if I licked it? Because I was not going to lick it.
No, that is not for if you licked it.
Okay, cool. Survival. 21.
Ooh.
Hey, there he is.
This is like the torn and ripped apart remains of a trident.
Guys, it's a trident. But, like, they tore it up.
Ew. Is everything in here dead?
Looks dead to me.
Does it look like a massacre happened here, Brent? Like an attack?
Maybe. Something like that.
And also, is it just one level?
No, it is not. This is a very tall... I'd say this structure is probably like 120 feet tall. And probably more than that wide. Like a few hundred feet wide. Pretty big.
So is there like a spiral staircase? Or is there like...
There's no obvious way to ascend upward, but multiple of the paths that you do see do ascend upward.
And these bodies that are laying around, are they... positioned like they were placed there, or like that's where they died?
I'd say, yeah, Thrasher rolled. Yeah, it looks like that's just where they died.
This is not what I expected.
No, this is bad.
Why did we come in here?
I don't even know why we're here, to be honest.
Maybe that's my fault. I don't know.
Don't you blame yourself for this, Brent. I've played several campaigns with you. You do a great job.
One of the font of magics was marked on the map here. I think that was the original reason.
Yes, and we also have the dead trident's body. We're looking for Rick.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to learn more about them now and see if we can convince them not to attack us.
Yeah, something definitely went bad here, though. Maybe we need to... Let's poke our heads through the building and see if they're all dead in here. Maybe this is just like one bad room.
Yeah, and they just didn't clean it up.
Maybe the rest is fine.
Yeah, you mean the first fucking room you walk in? Surely this is, yeah, there's nothing more bad up ahead.
Hey, this is the foyer.
You always make sure like your mud room looks like shit. so that when robbers come in there, they're like, oh, these guys don't have anything good. Might as well just leave.
That's actually a really good point.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hiding all their gold in here.
Excuse the mess.
Damn it!
Yeah, you walk out of there and there's just a sign behind you that says Trick Viscera Horror Room.
God! Try to convince them! Still! Idiot!
So we can clearly see the tunnels that lead upwards?
Yeah.
Okay, I scuttle up one. This way, boys.
Alright, it squishes under your hands, your hoofs.
No, I scuttle.
What does that sound like?
Something like...
Oh, God.
Was that bad or was that good?
Having to watch it was awful.
Yeah, to watch it was the worst part. I'll show you what this looked like, Brent.
I couldn't hear it. Tyler, that was a good lava monster. I'm so proud of you.
I finally did it.
can't do it.
Okay. All right. You guys ascend upward. Doesn't sound like you really know where you're going.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Brent, does it sound like we don't know where we're going?
Yeah. So as you continue upward, it seems like this display of gore and viscera continues throughout the compound.
Okay. So this is the bad island.
Yeah. We won't know how bad it really is unless we get at the top.
All right. You're right.
Are there any, like, markings on the wall or anything like that?
Markings?
Yeah, like, writing, symbols, signage. I'm trying to figure out what this place is used for. Like, is it a fucking graveyard, or...
We're just in their catacombs. What's going on with this place?
Is there, like, they stick them in these pods, and then when whatever Rick dies, the new Rick comes out?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, I'll just call them rooms for simplicity's sake, even though it wouldn't really be like that exactly. But you pass by multiple chambers, we'll say. Let's see, how much do y'all know about tridents, really? I think this is a Copes question. Roll Copes. You're the only one who has claimed to have experience with these peoples.
The history or insight?
Either one's fine with me.
I'm so glad you said that. I have a +8 to insight and +1 to history. Gatting.
Uh-huh.
Suck on that.
A 12.
12?
It would have been a fucking 3. So.
So you remember, I'll just say, I mean, you wouldn't really know, but the tridents were always the ones that were part of the circle. Were always very secretive, and you never, in any of your, you know, dealings with them, saw them eat or sleep anywhere. But you do pass by some scattered chambers that seem to have, like, rotting food on the ground, and I'm not sure how to describe it. It's like this, like, orangish mush that has, like, a very rotten scent at this point.
I think they eat each other in here.
It's like this almost like clay-like substance that has a like a sickly sweet smell. Like maybe it smelled like good at one point, but it's kind of rotted at this point. You find that among the scattered viscera. You find chambers that may have been for sleeping, as you find just a dead trident inside of it. But that's all I'll say for now. If you want to like do a thorough like perception or investigation, I can give you more information.
I will do a perception.
I'll do an investigation, if that's all right.
26.
15 investigation.
Okay, I got two different things for you. We'll do the investigation first. So, looking in the surroundings, you can surmise that some of these spaces are for their preparing of food. And then as you continue ascending upward, the kind of order and regular pattern of these hexagonal chambers along the tunnels gives you an idea that maybe this is where they slept. And there may not have been like a large central chamber. It seems just like each trident maybe had a space in here. Though you haven't found any that have a living trident in them. All of them are either empty or contain a corpse that has been just shredded apart. And I'll say you can tell with some of them that maybe they didn't have a chance to fight back.
Yeah, I mean, they all died. These are like sleeping chambers. Looks like they were surprised.
Do you think that something has invaded these tridents?
I would think so. I can't imagine them killing each other like this. They're supposed to all agree.
Are those tridents outside, like a competing tribe, or are they even tridents? I mean, they wouldn't do this to their own.
It looked more like they were guarding the place, I think.
Were all these tridents dead 2 weeks ago when we got here?
That's a good idea. I want to check and see if I can get any sense of how long ago they died.
That is a medicine check.
That's a good idea.
17.
So they are old enough that they've started to rot. It definitely wasn't that recently that they were killed, possibly within the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, I can't quite tell. It's been a couple of weeks, but they could have been dead before we vanished.
Not for long, either way. Have we run into like a dead end at all, or does it keep going upwards?
It does seem to keep going.
But it's kind of just like, is it a lot of sleeping chambers? Or?
A lot of sleeping chambers, yes. That's the majority of what you're encountering.
And everything is dead.
Let's go to that 26 perception now. So this is it's kind of like a labyrinth that doesn't quite make sense geometrically. Like some of the paths go at weird angles and, you know, like you're expected to crawl upward sometimes and crawl downward to get where you were going.
Like a hive.
Copes. So I imagine you're kind of like feeling your way around a little bit, not touching the viscera if you can help it. And you feel a copes. You feel a sharp vibration. You feel the air move. You sense movement up one of the chambers, like something maybe was watching you and you got close to it and it moved away.
Both my ears perk up straight up. Guys, there's something up this chamber.
Did you see something?
No, I could feel it.
Let's go get it.
Well, we don't have to, not aggressive. Let's take it slow.
I'm going up the chamber.
Okay, let him go.
So you climb up that chamber. All right, you emerge into this is actually a quite large dark chamber. You must be close to the summit of the building, as the roof of this chamber is slightly curved to mirror the oval structure of this building. It's the largest room that you've been in.
Hang on, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
Summit just means the top.
He didn't know. He didn't.
I don't think so. I think he said it's got some of it inside, and you misheard.
Bodies line the walls in their sleeping chambers. It looks like all of these were slaughtered and ripped apart before they had a chance to do anything. Roll a perception check.
All right, Thrasher.
Ooh, 17. No, 18.
You see a figure crouching in the shadows, attempting to make itself smaller so that hopefully you don't notice it.
Do I recognize what it is?
Let's see. I mean, you don't have dark vision, do you?
Oh, is it in the dark? You didn't tell us it was dark.
It's everything's dimly lit here. So there's plenty of darkness to go around. Plenty of dim light.
Well, you didn't tell me that. Then when we walked in, I would have said something about my incredible powers and cast dark vision on myself.
Yeah?
Yes.
I mean, you could do it now.
I did it. I did it before we came in.
Why don't you just do it right now?
Because I would have done it when we walked in, when it was dark. So I did it. It's already happened. I had dark
vision.
Where's
that from?
I can see. You gave us a second level druid spell.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
What does it look like?
My normal eye glows normal, and my red eye glows red.
Okay.
He's got high beams. They just light up the dark.
Yeah. It's a trident. Seems to be attempting to make itself very small so that you don't notice it. It's surprisingly capable of doing that. They stand at about 8 feet tall normally, and it's compressed itself to only a few feet tall.
I'm going to say something to it. I want to be ready to grab it if it tries to bolt.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
It tries to bolt.
I grab it. I pounce.
It tries to swiftly move past you.
Sounds athletic, right?
Yeah, athletics is good.
You're a good person.
You finally got it athletics. You'll probably roll a 1 now.
Uh-huh. Natural 20.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
Nat 20.
The only thing that could save him is also a nat 20. I was so sure I was gonna get it. Okay. It moves surprisingly quick, springing up like it's like it crouched and spring-loaded itself, and attempts to move past you in a blur, but you...
I grab a hold of it. Bear hug.
All right.
Then I message all of them, get up here now! There's a trident!
We're all right behind you, I think.
Now I'm scuttling, though. I was being lazy about it before.
Yeah, I sprint up the tunnel.
Matt, are you still a crab?
Yes. I don't know why, but at this point...
Fierce-looking fangs pop out of the trident's mouth as it attempts to pierce you. Although its attempts seem actually rather feeble. Its mandibles aren't that sharp.
That makes sense.
The acid doesn't really burn that much.
Hey, calm down. Calm down, man.
That much?
I mean, it burns a tiny bit.
It's still acid.
It's like when you pee.
Oh.
As it furiously attempts to bite you, seemingly to no avail. Everyone comes up the stair, or comes up the pathway, it sounds like. You see Thrasher bug handling this creature. He's got it bear hugged as its mandibles.
Bug handling?
Yeah.
I liked that.
As its mandibles attempt to pierce him, but it seems like they're pretty feeble. And it's just poking him a bunch.
Attaboy, Thrasher!
Thrasher, is that a bad guy or one of these guys? I mean, he looks pretty weak.
I don't know. Just don't let him get away.
I hold him in place.
Tie him up. We got to talk to him.
He tries to bite you some more. He gets a 18 to hit.
Nope.
It doesn't hit you? It's an 18?
Nope.
It does, doesn't it?
No, it really doesn't. I got 19 AC.
Fuck. Okay, well, he doesn't hit you. He's nearly incapable.
Why do you want him to bite me so bad?
Well, he's nearly incapable, it seems like. All right, he just feebly is poking you with his mandibles that aren't piercing your skin at all.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to run up and talk to him, unless Thrasher's going to.
Nah, go for it.
I'm going to say, hey, calm down. Did you live here before? There's no reason to be aggressive. And I'm going to try a persuasion check.
Mm-hmm. This is a very difficult persuasion check, but you can try.
I'll hit him with a bardic.
You hit you with the bardic.
So 13 plus, what's the bardic? D8?
It's a D8 for a bardic now, right?
Yep.
Oh, 15.
It stops for just a moment, and then it attempts to snap at your hand.
I pull it back.
All right, and just...
And I succeed.
Its mandibles snap wildly for a moment. But it seems like it heard you and understood you. But you were not persuasive enough.
I'll cast Charm Person on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I was looking next. Nice.
Okay, Wisdom saving throw, right?
Yes. It's a 17 now.
This thing's mental state gives it disadvantage currently. It fails.
Nice.
And it is calmed at your sight, Demarok.
Hey, bud, calm down. Like, hey, look, we're not here to do any more damage. We're just here to try to make friends, basically.
You're invaders. You're invaders. It looks nervously between you and Thrasher, who's continuing to hold it, and starts trying to bite at Thrasher again, feebly.
Now look. You're not. All you're going to do is make him angry. So you might as well stop that. We're not invaders. I mean, we're here uninvited, and we just snuck in, but... We're not here to do any damage. We're trying to figure out what happened to this place. We want to help.
Can I tell that he cast a charm person spell?
Probably. You've seen him cast it before.
And I'll even say it to him in their heads. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to message or just say to Demi in my head. Or I say to everyone, Thrasher, let him go. He's charmed. Might make him more comfortable.
I let him go.
All right, you let him go. He gives you a few good attempts again before he backs away from you.
Quit, man. Quit.
See, man? We're chill. We're just chilling here.
It seems to be incredibly tense, and it's just standing rigid. Any slight movement from you provokes, like, a very exaggerated, like, flinch movement from this creature. Yeah. Not safe here. We have to go. Invaders.
Isn't this your home?
Not home any longer. They came in the night.
loud noise outside.
What was the noise?
Some.
I love that air. What was the noise, Brent?
Some kind of ship hit the other island. They thought we did it. While we were sleeping, they came. Ripped us apart.
What did it sound like?
Like...
No!
What were they? Who was it?
It was the other island. I think our ship scared them and we caused a civil war.
Other tridents. More aggressive. Different than us.
Oh no.
Influenced by the core.
The core?
The font?
I can't tell you anymore. Is it safe to leave?
Well, are the guys outside? Do you know if they're part of the other guys?
No, they're still here. Not safe, not safe. Must hide. Demarok, you and we gotta hide.
Me? How do you know my name?
Sorry. I just... Hey, we're buddies.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and your name is... Buddy...
Kevin.
No, I got specific names here.
Wow, look at Brinko, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hive names, they're, what they do.
Carpenter.
Hider.
Oh. Hider.
Call me Carpenter.
That's right, my man. Jesus, like... okay, yeah, I don't think we need anything else.
All right, I'm going to shift out of a crab, but still stay on Cope's head.
What? What do you mean we don't need any more? What?
I think
more intruders.
Oh, calm down. I was just a crab. If you want to get out of here, you're going to have to work with us. We can clear you a path.
They will kill us. They'll descend upon us just like they did before.
Nah, we'll pretty much kill them. Not that we want to.
You said they were influenced by the core. What does that mean?
I can't tell you.
Yeah, you can. You could.
Can you tell Demarok because of the charm person spell?
We'll close our ears.
It is a secret to the Trident's people. I cannot tell you.
Tell me your secret. Now I want to know the secret.
Although he is terrified, he seems very genuine that he won't tell, but...
I will not tell. It is not... for non-tridents to know. You could kill me if you have to.
Or I could cast suggestion.
Are you going to do that?
You guys really want to know?
Honestly, I kind of feel really bad for this guy. I just kind of want to help him.
Yeah,
I want to help him too.
But he won't help us.
Man, look how scared he is, Demi. I mean, you're about as smart as a talking dog, and you can't see that. I mean, it's not my fault.
He seems fine. And I put my hand on his shoulder and cast suggestion. I said, just tell us your secret, bud.
Let me ask you this real quick, Aaron, before you do that. Are those both concentration spells?
They're both?
Suggestion is, but I don't know about charm person.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Charm person is not.
Okay, sorry. I just want to make sure you don't drop one by doing the other.
I would suggest you be nice to me and tell me your secrets.
Okay, wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, 17.
He fails. He looks you in the eye, Demarok. He says, Demarok, I will not tell you. But if you lead me out of here, I will show you where to go. I will show you where the core is.
Hey, that seems like a pretty good deal.
That's a good lead, Demarok.
Got lucky. All right, yeah, let's go.
But I will have you know, it is not okay for you to ask me this.
Oh, like socially not okay?
He's giving you the silent treatment.
I suggest you talk now.
All right, well, it looks like we need to go clear a few guards out.
Yeah, and... silently. It sounds like these guys like to swarm.
All right, Carpenter, we're definitely going to get you out of here. I mean, this is obviously a massacre against nature. We're gonna help you out.
It just nods. Maybe I can live then. Where will I go, though?
Oh, come on. Stop being such a downer. We'll figure that out later.
You're not living here anymore. I mean, fuck.
Let's see if you live first, you know?
That's a good, actually, argument. That's good. That's a persuasion check with advantage, if I've heard.
That is true. I can contemplate my future existence once I know I have one.
Perfect. Yeah, live in the now.
Do you know Rick? He was out on his own.
His ears perk up.
We're good friends of Rick.
Rick has friends?
Yeah, well, he tried to kill us, but I'm pretty sure we're friends now.
Rick would help us. Rick would help us if he do. One of the ships. He's on one of the ships.
I don't have a cell phone. You have a way of reaching him?
No, we don't know who's on the ships. Not many Tridents are on them.
Rick's kind of like the fleshy Trident with no wings, right?
It nods.
Okay, making sure we're talking about the same Rick here.
The Maverick, yes.
Is he in charge of both you and the other Tridents?
Confusing. We were once one, now two.
Okay. All right, I think we need to get Carpenter off the island. We need to find Rick.
And we need to go to the core.
Maybe. Wink. We don't want to offend their people. Wink.
Right.
Nox, why do you keep saying wink?
It's in your head, Thrasher.
I was going to say in my head, I'm going to say, guys, we got to get this guy some help. This is fucking terrible. This is so bad.
Do we get him out of here, or do we leave him here for so he doesn't get killed in the slaughter?
No, I think he's coming with us.
I think we kill everyone who slaughtered this island.
All right, let's calm down there.
What they did, Thrasher. You're down to indiscriminately cut goblins in half for no reason other than they're goblins. And these guys slaughtered a whole homestead of people.
I've never indiscriminately cut a goblin in half.
Listen to episode 2.
They threw stuff at me.
There are more of us on the other island. Maybe we're safe there.
Let's get this guy there.
All right. You lead the way.
And if you remember, there were three large islands, each of which had a large dome structure on them. And then there's that central one.
Okay.
So four total?
Four total, yes.
Is this island the only one that's been assaulted that you know of?
I don't know. The hums are quieter, though. Everywhere.
There's some bad Tridents on these islands.
We'll get you where you need to go.
Thank you, intruders. And Demarok.
Thank you.
You're welcome, little bug man. And just be happy they didn't kill you.
Nox, desperate times require desperate measures. All right. Backpack, let's go.
I'm gonna throw him back there.
All right, lead the way, Carpenter.
I'm extra secure up here. I've got a third arm, but it keeps grabbing you in the ass.
No, I mean, I threw the trident back there.
Oh, what?
You're carrying the trident?
Why'd you say Nox?
I was apologizing.
Oh.
I'm standing there with my arms up like, wait, what?
Jared, he can fly, buddy, I think.
Gotta keep him safe. Gotta keep him close.
An 8-foot tall trident on your back. Yeah,
right. You're 17 years old.
Remember, it is able to make itself very compact.
That's right. I like it. He's just pointing the way, and then Jared's jogging through the tunnels.
Yeah, he's my Yoda.
I got you. All right, let's do this.
Through that tunnel you must go.
Okay.
Exactly.
Also, he talks like that now.
Let's go, baby.
He leads you back through the tunnels. A little bit faster than the way you came, and you quickly end up at the entrance yet again. It seems like the rhino beetles are back to sleep in their stables, and the guards have resumed their extremely regular patrols.
How many guards can we see?
You can see three.
And there's only one entrance and exit to this building that we see?
That you've seen, and if you ask Carpenter...
That he tells us about.
He confirms, yeah.
I know one thing we could do, but I don't know if I should save it.
We're going to get into a lot of precarious situations traversing these islands, so if you've got an ace in the hole, you might want to hold it.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking we try and sneak past them, and when they inevitably see us, then we go ahead and fight.
Yeah, I think the thing is we have to kill them quickly if we do.
Do I need to flip another beetle?
You might.
Copes immediately drops into crab walk position.
Here. What if I just get them to fight themselves, and then we can sneak out?
Are they blocking our... I guess we have to get past them to get where we're going, right?
Yes, and it's the area you're going to have to cross through is one of the better lit areas as it's the entrance to this building.
Okay.
There's a lot of shadow outside of it, but you're more lit here than everywhere else.
Do we think we could sneak through without a distraction?
If you time it and pass your stealth checks, then yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If we time this and pass our stealth checks, we can get through. But if we leave them alive and they catch even a glimpse of one of us, the whole place is going to be on alert.
That's what I'm worried about.
Maybe I can try to help us blend in with the shadows a little bit better again, and maybe Copes won't run into a building and we can go back to the original plan of sneaking.
That wasn't my fault, that was you.
Shit, I'm sorry, I didn't even think of that. I'm so sorry, Copes. I'm going to cast Pass Without Trace. Because if we ever needed it, this feels like a time.
All right.
So again, I back roll. I begin to elongate the shadows around us as I go.
I love you so much.
I think we can sneak.
Let's get sneaking.
And then I crab walk.
Thrasher bellows to himself.
Let's get sneaking.
Salutations, fellow inhabitants of the insect realm. We hope you've been winging it with us on Discount Heroes. This journey may have a few stingers, but every Thursday we're here to flutter into your lives with our crazy adventures. Follow us on Instagram, search Discount Heroes to join our hive and cast the latest buzz. Keep your thorax strong and your compound eyes keen. You can find us on most podcast platforms. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Discount Heroes, where bug-served results are always guaranteed.